Isru Chag, Kof Gimel Nissen, Wednesday the 27th of April, Babe Sholem Segel, two men stranded on a desert island.
The Gemara says in Sukkah that Kadaisa Isra Chag, Bachido Shtia, which Rashi says means anyone who binds on, he continues on from Yom Tov by making extra Achido Shtia on Isru Chag the day after Yom Tov. It's considered kibbono mizbeach. It's as if he's built a mizbeach. The makriv of korban has been makriv a korban on it. Shanam, as it says, isru chag ba'avesim at karnas hamizbeach. It's yodua that nowadays we don't have a mizbeach. We don't have a base hamikdash for that matter. And Torah is the way that we can come to be considered as if being makriv a korban. So as we go from Yom Tov into Isru Chag, starting the day with Torah, this is, may not be Achidu Shtia, but it's most definitely Kiru Makriv Korban. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if somebody were to be approached by, let's say, a goy, and the goy were to point a gun at his head and say to him, "Go kill Reuven, or I'm going to kill you," then the halacha is, he has to say, "Fine, kill me. I mean, it's up to you what you want to do, but I can't go ahead and kill Reuven." Why? Because we say, "Miyemar de domadi doch sumak tefe." Who says that your blood is sweeter, is redder than the other person? Tahainu, you have no way of knowing which life is more valuable. You can't weigh up your life against his and decide that yours is more valuable than his. And therefore, we say Sheval Tase. It's better not to do anything, just be passive and leave it to the goy to act as he wishes. But I'd like to discuss today is, do we ever find a situation where one is able and is allowed to weigh up one person's life against another person? For example, two people come into a hospital, both of them needing emergency treatment, but there's only one emergency room, there's only one doctor there, there's only one machine. Which one do you give it to? Can you make an assessment and decide that one is more worthy than the other? Or do you say, no, you can't do such a thing. How can you ever, you can't play God, you can't decide that one person is more worthy than the other. If one is able to do so, if one is allowed to make an assessment and decide that one is more worthy than the other, then what would happen if, after having made your assessment, you come to the conclusion that neither is better off than the other. They're both in exactly the same situation. For the purposes of the Shaila today, we're going to talk about, just to make, to steer away from one complication, we'll assume that in terms of Yichus, they're exactly the same. Both of them are Kohanim, both of them are Levim. Let's say they're both exactly the same level of, and let's say they're both Talmid Chachamim. And you can't weigh up one, you can't say one is more Miyuchus than the other. So in order to deal with this Shaila, we have to learn a little piece of Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, in Samach Beis, it says the following, L'chidatani, Shanaim Shayu Ma'alchim Baderech. There were two people going along the way. Let's say they were in the Midbar, they were in the desert. U'biyat Echad Me'en Kitan Shamayim. And one of them had in his hands, one of them had a flask of water. And the other one obviously did not. And the situation was such that imshosin shnei mason. If both of them were to drink it, both of them were to, they would split the water and each would get half, they'll both die. Imshosin echad mehen magia liyishu. If one of them drinks all the water, he'll reach his destination, he'll reach the end of the road, and he'll find more water there. So you've got two people in the midbar, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's got a bottle of water, Shimon does not. If Reuven splits his water, they'll both die. They'll live another day, it's what we call Chayi Shoah. They'll both have a little bit of extra life, but neither will make it to the end of the road. If, however, Reuven, or Shimon for that matter, drinks the water, then he'll reach the Yishuv and he'll live. But the other person will drop dead pretty much now. So what do you do? So Darash ben Petura, Mutav Shiyishtu Shneem V'yomusu, V'adyira Echud Me'em V'misotu Shachavir. It's better that they should split the water, and that both of them will die, rather than one of them seeing the other one dropping dead as a result of him taking all the water. Now what's the svara in that? Why would that be? Before we go any further, why would that be? Both of them are going to die, so what's the point in this? The svara would seem to be like this. There was a shayla once put to the Radvaz, A person had been in prison for many years, and the authorities came to him one day and said, we're going to allow you one day in the year, you can pick which day it came to be, but one day in the year you can go free, you can go out of the prison. So the shaila was, which day of the year should he pick? Should he take Purim maybe, there's many mitzvahs hayom, should it be Yom Kippur, Yom HaKodesh? He didn't know what to do. So the Radvaz, it's a famous shuvah, the Radvaz answered, he said, today, or tomorrow, whatever, depending on when in the day it was. And he explained the reason is because today you have a mitzvah tefillin. Don't make cheshbonis. You just worry about today. Today you have a mitzvah tefillin, so go free today and be mekayem in the mitzvah tefillin. So what's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be Purim? What's going to be Yom Kippur? That's not for you to worry about. Leave that to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. You do your part, and leave the rest to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It would seem that the Svara is exactly the same over here. You have two people, and there's enough water here that if you were to split it, both will live another day. So that's what you should do. So what's going to be tomorrow? But tomorrow I'm not going to... You don't worry about that. You worry about today, and don't worry any further than this. That was the opinion of Ben Patura. Until Rabbi Akiva came along, and obviously we're going to pass him like Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva say? The limit, and he taught, V'chei ochicho emoch, chayecho kredmim l'chayecha derecho. We have a cloud, that wherever it says in indicates that if you say V'chei ochicho emoch, it means that you are the ikar, you are the more significant one, and the person who is with you, he is top and he's subsidiary. So therefore, V'chei ochicho emoch means your brother will be subsidiary to you, meaning that if you have enough water to worry about yourself, and then you've got water left over, then fine, give it to your friends. But for the time being, you have to put yourself first. And therefore you worry about yourself. You need the water, it's your bottle of water. There's only enough water there for one of you to reach the yeshiv, so you come first. So what's going to be with your friends? What can I do? And that is taka the halacha. The halacha is that if two people are going in the midbar, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven's got a bottle of water, Shimon does not. There's only enough water there for one of them to survive. Reuven keeps the water. That's the halacha. The shaila is, what happens if the water belongs to neither of them? Dahin, let's say, imagine you're walking in the midbar, and you meet two people there, Reuven and Shimon, and both of them are out of water. And they say to you, do you have any spare water? So you work out how much water you've got, and you come to the, you make a cheshbon, and you realize you've got one spare bottle of water. Now, one spare bottle of water is enough for either Reuven or Shimon, but not both. So what do? Do you give it to Reuven? No, you can't do that. What about Shimon? Do you give it to Shimon? You can't do that. What about Reuven? So what do? Split it, they're both died. What do? So based on this Gemara, it would appear, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva. The Loshon Ad shebo Rabbi Akiva indicates to us that Rabbi Akiva came along and he said, Ben Ptura, mitzat svara, you're correct. However, you're correct that really we should split the water. However, you've missed darshan the posuk. It's clear from Teras Kanim that Ben Ptura was darshan the posuk slightly differently. And he said, you missed darshan the posuk. V'chei ochicho emoch means v'chayecho kozmi. You come first. But in a situation where you wouldn't have chayecho kozmi, because the water belongs to neither of them, it belongs to a third party, then he says, Ben Ptura, you'd be correct. That's the mashmas of the Gemara. In such a case, where there's no chayecho kozmi, you split the water between the two of them. So what's going to be after that? That's not for you to worry about. You have a mitzvah to save the two people, give them another day of life, so that's what you do. And therefore it would seem, and this is based on the Marashal, the Netziv seems to learn like this, the Chazanish in one place definitely writes like this, that in such a situation you would split the water between the two of them, and that's it. So far we've had two situations. You've had Reuven and Shimon going in the midbar, and one of them, the water belongs to one of them. The halacha is chayecho kodmin. Reuven keeps the water. Scenario two is where the water belongs to neither of them, then you split the water. That would seem to be the logical thing to do in that situation. Scenario three is like this. Imagine you're walking in the midbar now, and you meet two people, Reuven and Shimon, and you've only got one spare bottle of water. This time, you make a bit of an assessment, and you come to the conclusion that Reuven is in a better state of health than Shimon. And you realize, let's say you're a doctor, and you realize that if you were to give the bottle of water to Reuven, he's not going to make it anyway. He'll give him another day of life, but not more than that. He's deteriorated so far, so much that he won't make it out. On the other hand, if you give it to Shimon, Shimon's in a better state of health. If you give it to him, he'll make it through to the Yeshiv. What do you do now? On the one hand, you can say, it's not up to you to play God. Split the water between Reuven and Shimon, that's it. On the other hand, you could say, no, this is different. Until now, we've been talking about a case where there's no reason to give it to Reuven more than Shimon. And there's no reason to give it to Shimon more than Reuven. So therefore, you can't choose one over the other, so you split it. The Chayochicho and Mochler are exactly equal. What about if one is better off than the other? Then can you say, Ein Nedayin Ela Masha Ein Ovrois? True, I'm not God, but I can only go by what I can see. And to me, it seems that Reuven's got a better prognosis than Shimon. What do I do? So I'd like to suggest there's a right from this Gemara itself. And that is like this. The mashmoas of the brisa is that we're talking about a case where both of them are equal. It says that if one of them drinks it, it doesn't say the person who's got the water. It says that if one of them drinks the water, he will make it through to the Yishuv. That could be Reuven, it could be Shimon. Just we said, Chayech or Kodman, that was the halacha. Why didn't the brisa talk about a much bigger chiddush? Why didn't the brisa present us with the following situation? Two people are going in the midbar, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's got a bottle of water. But, here comes the catch. Reuven, if he were to drink the water, he won't make it through. He's already in a bad state of health, he's not going to make it through. On the other hand, if he gives it to Shimon, his friend, then Shimon will make it through. So what do you do now? On the one hand, the bottle belongs to Reuven. On the other hand, he's going to die anyway. He'll just extend his life. Why didn't it talk about such a case? So let's think about it. What would Rabbi Akiva say in such a case? Surely he'd say, Chayech or Kodmin. Your life comes first. And that's Taka the Halacha. The Halacha is you're not mechuyev to give up your Chayeshah for the sake of somebody's Chayeh. Whether one's allowed to, it's called Midas Chasidus, that's a different question. But you're definitely not mechuyev to do so, because Chayech or Kodmin. Even one day of life, you come first. So, it definitely would have been a bigger chiddush to say that even in such a case, Chayech or Kodmin, your life comes first. So why didn't the brisa pick on such a case? It must be because the difference is going to be according to Ben Patura. The Ben Patura says, where do you split the water? I wanted to pick a case where you're going to have to split the water, despite the fact that both of them are going to die anyway. When's that going to be? When both of them are exactly equal. Says Ben Patura, if both of them are equal, I don't call them Chayech or Kodmin, neither one's got any advantage over the other, so you split the water. That's a big chiddush. But in this situation, where Reuven, he may well own the water, but he's not going to make it anyway. And Shimon will make it. Since Ben Patura holds anyway, we don't say Chayech or Kodmin, he'd say you have to give it to Shimon. Now we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But the Nafka Minute is going to be when you don't have Chayech or Kodmin. Again, if you're walking in the Midbar, and you meet two people, Reuven and Shimon, and one of them is in a better state than the other. Let's say Reuven is in a bad state, Shimon's in a good state. And you make a cheshbon and you see that Reuven will not make it, but Shimon will make it. So then, everyone agrees with Ben Patura, there's no Chayech or Kodmin. The halacha is, you would give it to Shimon. Shimon's going to make it. When do we say you split it? We only say you split it in a situation where neither has got an advantage over the other. So how can you give it to one more than the other? You can't do that. But if one does have a reason, there's a reason to give it to him over and above the other, then it would seem that the halacha would be, you would give it to that person. Now whether my raya is a good raya, it's not a good raya, Lamai said that's what the post can take on, that we say chayi olam is better than chayi shol. That if one person has got a better chance of life, you treat him first. Let's go back to our shayla now. Two people come into the hospital, and you can only treat one of them. I'm only one doctor, well, let's say there's only one machine or something like that. So if one of them, I make a quick assessment, and if one of them is in a better state than the other, then the halacha is that you treat that person. You make an assessment and you reckon that one of them, if I treat him, he'll survive. The other one, I can prolong his life a little bit. I'll give him another few days of life, but he's not going to make it. Then the halacha is I can only treat one. You treat the one, Chayi Olam comes first. And that I saw, that's exactly how they That's the way the in Eretz Yisrael and Rachmana Lislam, when there's a terrorist attack, and I think Mogin Dovid Odom, that they're faced with all these casualties there. They can't treat everyone in one go. So what they do is they go around and give everyone minimal treatment, make a quick assessment, and see which ones have the best chance of survival, and then they go back and treat those ones on a much, give them much, much more treatment. The question is, however, what happens if, as I said, both come into the hospital, and they're exactly equal? I can't see that anyone has got a better chance of living than the other. Both, I reckon, will make it through if I treat them, but I can't treat both. So if we're talking about, let's say, medicine, so okay, you can say split the medicine, as long as it'll prolong both of them, as we said, split it. But I'm talking about a situation where you've got one doctor, or one room, or one machine, you can't split it. If you split the machine, neither will live. You can't split a doctor, so what do you do there? That we haven't talked about. If I give it to Reuven, you can't give it to Reuven. What about Shimon? Give it to Shimon, it's not fair, you can't split it, so what do you do now? So the Eitz Yosef that's in the Sefer Ein Yaakov, he brings from a Sefer called Mala Omer, which I cannot track down even with Oitzah Chochma, but he says that without any, doesn't say why, but he says that if, going back to the situation where two people are in the Midbar and there's one bottle of water, let's say according to Ben Paturo, Da'alot Ben Paturo says you split it between the two and they'll both die. Says the Mala Omer, what happens if Reuven says to Shimon, how about we toss a coin? If it lands on heads, I get the water. If it lands on tails, you get the water. Can he do that? If they both agree, says the Mala Omer, they can. And to me, at first glance, that sounded like quite a big chiddush. I'll explain to you why. We live in a world, in a society, that has the attitude that it's my life, let me do what I want with it. As they say, live and let live, or in this case, live and let die. It's my life, let me do as I want. Euthanasia, right? That's the attitude people have. Chazal, however, saw it differently. The Rambam says the reason why it's also to commit suicide is because it's not yours. You were given a pikado, you were given a life as a present to look after from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you have to look after it. It's not yours. Imagine somebody comes to you, a friend comes to you and he says, can I borrow your car? I need it for a day. So you say, yeah, sure. The next day, your car doesn't turn up. So you go to him and you say, where's my car? So he says, well, there's been a little bit of a problem. So you say, what, you crashed my... No, I didn't crash. It's what happens. It's actually worse still. Somebody came to me and he said, look, you've got a car, I've got a car. How about we play a little bit of a gamble here? We'll toss a coin. If it lands on heads, you get my car. If it lands on tails, I take your car. So you know what I said to him? It's not my car. So he said, it doesn't matter. Do it for your friend. If it lands on heads, you'll be able to go back to your friend, ignoring all the problems... I like the problems with it, but anyway, and you give him two cars. So you know what? I did it. And you can guess the rest of the story. Now, what's going to be your reaction? I'll leave it to your imagination. So why is it any different here? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given each of these two people, Reuven and Shimon, according to Ben Paturo, each of them has one extra day of life. He's got the right to half the water. Meichatiti can come along and say, well, let's play a gamble here. We'll toss a coin. And if it lands on heads, I get all the water, and you'll just lose your day of life. But if it lands on tails, well, I'll give away my day of life. It's not yours to give away. True, we're talking about Chayei Olam against Chayei Shor, but as I said, I couldn't find it inside. You know, I thought maybe it's, you're going to tell me, you're going to say from Yonah. What happened in the story of Yonah? They picked a lot, and Yonah said, throw me over. But the Sefer Chassidim says that doesn't work nowadays. He says if one was going on a ship, let's say, at least not in the story of Yonah. One's in a ship, and there's a storm. So there's a Sefer Chassidim, you can't just draw lots and chuck over whoever the lots are landed upon. So it doesn't always work. We don't have Urim and Tumim or anything like that nowadays. I think the Makar is, as I said, I haven't been able to see inside, I think the Makar is from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, there's a halacha, not to matter the practical application nowadays, but the halacha the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah is that one's not allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor. And the reason for that is because we're worried what he may do. Maybe he's anti-Semitic and he'll kill the person on the spot. So as I said, I'm not talking about how that applies nowadays. That's just what the Gemara says. So the Gemara has the following shayla. What happens if you've got somebody who's only going to live a few hours anyway? What we call Chayei Shor. If he goes along to the non-Jewish doctor, on the one hand, if the non-Jewish doctor doesn't kill him, he treats him, there's a good chance he'll live, he'll recover and he'll live on Chayei Olam. On the other hand, he may lose his chayisho. If the doctor does do something, he'll lose even those few hours of life. And the Gemara says that you're allowed to put the chayisho in jeopardy. You can risk that chayisho. You can risk those few hours of life in light of the fact that you may gain chayi olam from that. You may gain many, many more years as a result of it. It seems that's the obvious makar over here. Each of them has got the possibility of one more day of life, but that's it. One more day and that's it. If it lands on heads, he'll end up with chayi olam. He'll end up with many, many more years of life. So, based on that Gemara, one's allowed to put into jeopardy the chayi shor. Al kaponim, whether that's the monoim as maskana in that case. In our case, there's no shayla whatsoever. Because it's not a question of, I've got the right to half the water, you've got the right to half the water. It's one or the other. There's only one machine. There's only one doctor. So which one are you going to choose? The answer is you can flip a coin. And it seems quite scary, but it's what other choice do we have? They're both exactly equal. So which one do I treat? So the answer is flip a coin. The chazanish is actually mashman, you could just pick one or the other, because you've got a mitzvah to save somebody's life, so pick whichever one you want. Could be one, could be that, but definitely to flip a coin would be an eitzah. So, to sum up, two people come into the hospital. If one has a mile over the other, one's got a better chance of survival than the other, then you treat the one who's got the better chance of survival. If both are exactly equal, then, if you can split whatever we're talking about, then you split it. If you can't, it's one or the other, then you flip a coin or something like that. Everything we've talked about till now is when two people come to the hospital at the same time. If, however, you've already started treating one, let's say you're treating somebody, what we call chayisho, and you realize he's not going to make it anyway, I can keep him going, I've got a life support machine, but it's just prolonging the inevitable. And then somebody comes in who needs this machine, and he's got a much better chance, he may well live. So what do? The halacha is, it's like Yad Echad Kitin Shamayim, the one who's already on the machine, he has the rights to the machine. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, he has the rights to the machine already. Now whether he's talking about in all situations, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein says that he thinks that Rav Moshe was only talking about in a private hospital when you're paying for it, so therefore you have the rights to the machine which one's already using. The Maaseh, if you take a look at the Teshuvah, it's not mashmah quite like that. He says whether you're paying, whether you're not paying. But the kids, there are definitely situations where you have no right. Once the person's already being treated, you cannot take away from him. Because he's already, there's a shibud if you want. It could be because of Esav and Mitzvah, Potsam and Mitzvah. But either way, once one's already being treated, you have no right to take it away from him. So one last shayla would be, so what happens if somebody comes in, you make an assessment, and you reckon he's only going to live anyway, you can prolong his life, if you give him this machine, it'll keep him alive for another few days. But you know for a fact, well, it's very, very, very likely, that tomorrow there's going to be somebody who's going to come in, that's the sad situation, that somebody's going to come in, who will need the machine, and to him, there'll be chayei olam. That person will have a much better chance. So let's say you know for a fact he's on the way. What do you do? Do you say, on the one hand, I've got in front of me chayei shor right now, at this moment in time, there's no one else here. So mitzvah bo liyotcha atach mitzvah. Don't worry about the mitzvah at hand. A bit like the Radvaz earlier. Or do you say no? But I know for a fact there's somebody who's coming on the way. Chayei olam. So the conclusion of Yitzchak Zilberstein says, he says, it would seem that you would treat the chayei shor, you treat what's at hand. He just says one possible eitzah. He says possibly what one could do is he says that one could put into the machine, let's say it's oxygen. So you could put in enough oxygen for let's say just 1 hour. And every hour you're going to have to top it up. So that means that when it runs out, if there's somebody else there who's now chayei olam, somebody's got it, now you can weigh up and reassess. Because, yes, you attached the machine, but the machine's not doing anything. So now the machine belongs to neither more than the other. The only thing is, I think Rav Moshe writes this, would have to be extremely careful. Because can you imagine this person who's chayei shor, he sees the machine being taken away from him, what do you think he's going to be thinking? And he's going to panic, and it's Kamara's which like this, and as a result of his panic, his life is going to be shortened. That's tantamount to retzicha. And therefore that's absolutely forbidden to do so to Moshe. So again, one last time to sum up. You've got two people come to the hospital, if they come at the same time, You make an assessment, if one's better than the other, you treat him. If both are equal, if you can split it, you split it between the two. If you can't split it, then you either choose one or you have to flip a coin. If, however, you're already treating one, then he already has some sort of shibud, but there's klal that have a shibud, and you can't, assessments don't come into this. Just conclude with, we're talking about here, weighing up one person's life against another person's. As we've seen, in certain situations it's necessary. However, one has to be extremely, extremely careful. There's a miser told with the Gaon that somebody once came running in, and they said to the they were in an absolute state, and the Gaon said, you know, what's happened? They said, the doctors just said that my relative has only got an hour to live. So the Gaon looked up incredulously, and he said, as far as I know, the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, V'rapa yirapa mikan rishus l'rapi l'rapas. There's a special dispensation, there's a special license granted to a doctor to practice medicine. He says, but I've never heard of the Gemara saying there's a special license given to a doctor to practice the job of the Malach HaModes. He says that it's your job is to practice medicine. If you can't do anything, then tell him to daven. Tell him, look, it's medicine, I can't do anything. But it doesn't mean everything's over. You can still daven. Don't destroy his emunah, his betochen. Let him daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You don't have to put it over in such a way. Perhaps b'derech melitza, that could be pshat in the Gemara, or Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, is a tov shebareifim legehenna. And obviously we find that very difficult, Baruch Hashem, in the community. You've got many Orthodox doctors, they do a wonderful job, and you're tov shebareifim legehenna. How can that be? The Teretz is, it doesn't mean, b'derech melitza, it doesn't mean tov shebareifim legehenna means the most qualified doctor. It means tov shebareifim, the one who thinks he's got more qualifications than the doctor. He hasn't just got a degree in, a doctorate in medicine. He's got a doctorate in Malach HaModes. He thinks that he can carry out the job, he can make the decision of how long, when this person... Obviously there are situations where a person and a doctor has to make these assessments, as we've said. But to destroy the hope of that patient, one doesn't have the right to do. I'll just end off with one last story, which perhaps brings home the point in a stronger way than any other. And that's told, I think it's the wife of the Mrs. Alma Meltzer. The one time she was having to undergo a very, very dangerous operation, a very serious operation, and the surgeon who was going to carry out this operation was known to be of a big, let's put it this way, a big bald guy. He looked down upon people. That was his. So she called him in before the operation and she said to him, "Look, I want to tell you something. I know you've got all these qualifications. I want you to know that if anything goes wrong, I won't hold it against you. I believe in God, I believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom, I won't hold it against you." He was quite chuffed, he was about to walk out, and he said, "Yeah, thank you very much." Just as he was about to walk out the door, she said to him, "Oh, and by the way," he said, "Yes? If it goes well as well, I also hold it's got nothing to do with you. It's to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom." Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeichel, we shouldn't be faithless with such situations. And we should, Be'ez Hashem, be blessed with good health from the ultimate great day, Ki Ani Hashem Refa'ech.